Welcome to Know the Name, Know the Answer. I'm your host, Sharon Lynn Wyatt, author of Know the Name, Know the Person, and the creator of Nameology Science, the study of the placement of the letters in a name to know all about you. And tonight is not my night, it is Megan Benatti's night. Now, why am I saying that? The first Thursday of every month, you call in and you can get your name done with me. And I may be adding my 2 cents along the way on the other Thursdays. But I am so excited to give you Megan Benatti tonight. She is a psychic and a medium. She reads tarot cards and gives intuitive guidance for private readings through large-scale events. She intuits to help each individual grow and develop their own strengths on their divine life path. Now, she's been a practicing intuitive and tarot card reader since the year 2000. She combines her life experiences and her ability to read energy into very insightful, meaningful, and informative commentary. Now, what I like about Megan is that she's got a lot of compassion. She's got this great sense of humor, and she's very direct. It's like no beating around the bush. There's no questions on what did she mean? Was that too general? No, it's like right to the point, and yet she says it with such kindness. So I think you guys are just going to love her. You want to start calling in right away to get your questions answered, because this whole show is about getting answers for you. And so the call-in number is 323-744-4831 or 888-627-6008. Or if you're coming through Skype, it's 530-636-6080. Again, the main call-in number, 323-744-4831. And what you also may want to know about Megan is that she experienced breast cancer in 2007. And so she began to study the Blue Lotus Heart Qigong, an energy balancing treatment method that has a lot of effects on people's physical and spiritual bodies. And that system, the Blue Lotus Heart Qigong system, is designed to move energy through the body, balance the chakras, and create communication on a cellular level. But without waiting any further, Megan, welcome to Know the Name, Know the Answers.
Thank you so much, Sharon. That's like super exciting. And really, I mean, it's having you do that introduction was really phenomenal, because I feel like, you know, you don't hear yourself say it so often. And it's really great to, wow, like I've done all that. Wow. So that's cool. Yeah.
And besides that, you have such a desire to make this world a better place. And what I really like about it, Megan, is that you balanced it. You took care of your own needs so that then you can help other people take care of their needs. So you didn't self-sacrifice and leave yourself out of the picture. And I think that balance is so very important.
Yes, I agree. And I have had to put myself first. And sometimes as a mom, that's hard. But, you know, that's what you got to do to create the equilibrium. And a lot of times we forget that in our daily lives.
Well, isn't that why the stewardesses always say, put on your own mask first if you need the oxygen, and then they'll help your neighbor?
Absolutely. That is so true. And such an important thing to do, because the last thing you want to do is pass out and behind the wheel, or have your kids, you know, not be able to take care of your kids because you're sick. I mean, everybody's gone through that. They know how that goes. So,
yeah, well, I used to have certain days, especially because I was a single parent since my kids were 8 and 9. And I would have certain days that I would just say, guys, your mom's on vacation. I know my physical body's here, but the rest of me isn't. And so don't call me mom today.
I love that. That's well said.
And so my kids would say, well, then what do we call you? And I go, guys, you're not getting it. Don't call me anything.
Yeah, let me sleep.
And they were always, it doesn't work, mom. You're just mom.
Oh, that's funny. Yeah, my kids learned to cook pretty early, and that was always really helpful. So, do we have anybody coming on the line?
Yes, we do. We've got
all right.
Patiently waiting from California. I just wanted them to all get to hear you a little bit first before we get these lines are going to be jammed up. So, okay. Amy, what is your question for Megan?
I am wanting to take the one. Thank you. I'm really excited. I love the energy. You guys are, I can feel the high energy, and I love that.
Awesome. Thank you.
I mean, life is so much fun. So What question do you have that you just are living to get the answer for from Megan? What would you like to know, Amy?
I am wanting to sell a Tulsa, Oklahoma rental property as in today, but I have two tenants that are not communicating effectively with me to get the show on the road.
Okay.
And I want to know, if you need their names or you need the address, what I do?
What can you do to help them effectively sell this?
Effectively communicate with her so she can sell it.
Right. Okay.
What do I need to do to get this property going, sold, and everybody has a happy ending?
Okay. All right. So let's take a look here. Okay. Now, is this a couple that's in the house?
Yes.
Okay. So, there's a lot of resistance from them to actually move. And, because they haven't figured out a plan for themselves. And so, it's almost, not that you need to do an eviction for them. But they need to be, you're going to have to, there's a fine line between playing hardball with them and then, but there's also something where I feel like they need some kind of emotional support. Like they've done a good job and you appreciate them being there. And, you know, it's time to move this house onto the market and they're not comfortable with this transition. And so it might be the option of maybe you need to offer it to them, you know, hey, do you guys want to buy it? If you want to stay here, that's fine. I totally get that. But I feel like they're kind of squatting on it. But part of that is their own inability to communicate, even amongst each other. And so, you know, they're basically blocking your energy. Now, I do think there is potential to kind of get them moving on. Have they mentioned that they've actually been looking for a place to live?
Well, I've offered to them to buy it, and they made me an offer, but it's a five-year endurance. I want to sell the property now. It's 5 years that maybe they'll finally be able to buy it.
I
would love for them to buy it. I would love it, but the communication, not finding a win-win solution, they know I would never kick them out on the street. I would only want the best for them.
All right. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I have to be smart and take care of myself, too, on my end. And, I have a realtor who would like to put it on the market right now. And I have to move forward with my life.
So, there's a lot of positive emotional opening and awareness for this. And I think that, they've given you what they believe is a fair opportunity. But I think that what you need to do is probably counteract that. And as I look at the cards here, there's a lot of like hope and inspiration that's kind of coming forward as far as the right thing is going to happen. And I feel like there is something about this that you've got to kind of let go and, you know, it's not that you need to necessarily be harsh with them, but I feel like that energetically, you need to kind of detach a little bit from this because you're really connected to the outcome right now. Check in with the realtor and see what the realtor has as far as suggestions too, because she might also have an idea of what could be influential in working with this couple. There is something about them that feels a little bit stuck to me. And, it could be that, you know, they're so imprinted on the house that they're very attached, but there's also that sense that, you know, you need to go ahead and progress and move forward and they either need to rise to that occasion or not. I feel like there's a lot of positive energy coming forward with the situation. You're just not seeing it yet. And so I would really, again, if you can kind of let go of what you think needs to happen, something, you might have a little bit of kind of divine intervention come into that space once you can kind of let go of that outcome.
Okay. I want to add to this, if I may, Amy.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
When I'm looking at your name, okay, I just need to add the 2 cents in here. Okay. When I'm looking at your name, you've got the 25th and the 26th of this month. Incredible energy for negotiation and good talking and coming to win-win situations. And so my suggestion would be on the 25th or the 26th, that's a Thursday or Friday, you get a hold of them and you say, you know what? We are putting this house on the market on May 7th because astrologically, as I was looking it up for good days for you, according to your name, you've got a fabulous time to sell the house quickly and get the money that you want out of the house if it goes on the market on May 7th. So you flatly tell them on the 25th or the 26th, guys, I'm putting the house on the market May 7th. And the good news is that my realtor is willing to help you guys find a house that's in your time zone, that's in your budget now, so that you can move smoothly to another house. And we know that you would like this one, but it's just not in your budget. But you know what? My realtor is so wonderful. She's willing to help you the same way that she's helping me. So here's her name, here's her number, and I'm wishing you the absolute best of luck. And in the meantime, just know the house is going on the market May 7th, and we expect it to sell or at least be under contract by the end of the month. So be ready. And at the same time, be looking, because we think something really wonderful will happen for you also.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Woohoo!
Yeah, because okay. I felt like it's right around the corner.
Yeah, and that way, you're creating a win-win. And so they're going to start saying, oh, wait, we've got somebody willing to help us for our budget. And that way they're not going to feel like they're being kicked out, but that they're moving on to something that's better for them also.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Next Thursday, next Friday, I'm going to contact them and give them the good news, and I'll let them rest for the next week.
Right. And then forewarn your realtor that that's what you're going to do ahead of time and that you want your listing going live on May 7th.
Okay.
Because that's your day. Okay. That's your day for Woo-hoo. You with your name. Okay. Thank you so much, Amy, for calling in. Wishing you
yes.
the very best. Keep us posted on what's happening. Okay,
oh, you
everyone.
Bet.
You're most welcome. All right. We are taking callers at 323-744-4831. 323-744-4831. Okay. So, Megan,
yes,
I have a write-in. And the write-in's
okay.
name, I don't know, do you need the full name? What do you need for me to give to you?
No, first name is fine, yeah.
Okay, her name is Amanda. And she is looking at moving from Arizona to Kansas. She's purchased a new house, but she's in this business that she's got to keep working until she can smoothly get out of it and then move to Kansas. And do you see anything she needs to know that she's not seeing or a timing? Or and she's also worried about how her dogs are going to do during this move, if they're going to adjust or not.
Okay. Okay. Gotcha. So let's take a look at that, Amanda. All right. Actually, it doesn't feel like it's going to be that long before you need to move. Now, I do feel like there's some... your excitement about the new place is really significant and feels really important to me. And there's enthusiasm, there's good transformation. I also feel like this is probably going to be good for at least the younger dog. And having the new space, I feel like there's adaptability there. Now, the road trip there, though, could be a little bit challenging. And actually, I feel like it might take longer than you expect getting from Arizona to Kansas.
Now, she's laughing, and she just sent me a message that uh-huh. I have to share with everybody that says they just took the first load up, and it was the trip from hell.
Okay. Okay.
But they've got another one to come. So she's laughing. She's sending me smileys. Okay. Keep
okay,
going.
Good. So, yeah, I feel like there's going to be delays in that. And it's going to create some feelings of doubt and, you know, fear of like, oh my gosh, have I made a horrible mistake? And it's like, no, it's just tough travel, and it's also designed to test your abilities and endurance. So, you know, anytime we make a decision, we're always given a test afterward to make sure that we've made, you know, we're really going to commit to that decision. So having this rough road trip was part of that. And you're going to have some good growth through it. So transitioning, I don't feel like it's going to be that long. Worst case scenario, I'm looking at maybe a couple of months here. But I feel like you're evolving really well, and you're already transitioning into this new location, and it just feels right for you. It's interesting. There's even like massive tornadoes in the background in this card image. And I was like, oh, it's the Wizard of Oz. You know, it's like, this is this magical place that you need to be in. So it's going to go really well. And I don't think you need to worry too much about the pets. Particularly the young one is going to love it. If you've got a little more senior animal, that's the one that's going to be, it's more like the road trip itself is difficult, but not so much, once you guys get there. So they'll acclimate. What are your thoughts, Sharon?
Well, I'm just looking at that. I know it's been tough for her. I think it's very hard for her to let go, for Amanda to let go, to move forward. And yet I feel like the same thing as you are, is that she's moving forward. The timing's good. I think in her mind, it's going to take her a lot longer to get there. And so I love the fact that you said, no, just a couple of months or whatever, because I keep seeing you're going a lot sooner than what you think. Mm-hmm. And so the second part of her question is, you know, she's had like 4 dogs pass away in the last 6 months. Oh. And she is just, she rescues dogs. And so she always has what I call a bevy of dogs. I don't know what you call a group of dogs. But a pack of dogs, is that what we call them?
I guess, but a bevy was good. I like that.
Okay. And so she'll always have between 5 and 8 dogs in her house. And she's had so many of them passing away. And my initial thought was they just didn't want to move. They didn't want to have to adapt to a new place. Or maybe it was just time and they were complete and they felt good, but I have no idea. But that's your specialty. So I had promised her I'd just throw that question in too.
Okay. So, and I am looking at that. It's, you know, it's interesting. And the card I pulled up is the Lovers in reverse. And so we've got some challenges that can be some idea of difficult decisions. And, you know, for the dogs, having a difficult ability maybe to adapt somewhat. But it's interesting. This set of lovers is covered in honey and bees. And so with that, you know, we're thinking about the collective hive and your bevy of dogs, and that you are the queen bee. And so wherever you go, that's where home is. And I don't think you necessarily need to be afraid of that. I know you've had a lot of loss, and that's, I mean, so hard to go through. Fur babies are definitely, I mean, we just wrap our arms around them because they're so lovable, and they don't, you know, they never talk back, and they're just wonderful. But I think that, you know, instead of you worrying about this, this is the dog's decisions. And so it, you know, you're going to make this transition as easy as possible for them. If one of them were to depart or decided to, you know, leave, that's based on what they can deal with. And I'm not necessarily feeling like that's going to be an issue, but I want you to know you don't need to worry so much, because it's really not in your control as long as you're doing the best job you can do to help them.
Okay, that's good. Amanda, I hope that helps you. We've got Candace on the line. Candace, okay. Are you there? Okay. Okay, thank you. So Barbara, I see where that is, where you're typing it to me now. Okay, Barbara, come on through.
Yes, how you doing?
Doing well, Barbara. Welcome. So you've got a question for Megan. How can she help you?
Well, I think I called in the first time and I wanted you to have my whole name and then whatever, give me the 7 points that you were telling everybody. There was something you were going to do with the whole name, and I wanted to get information on that. I do have a question too, but
yeah, and we're I don't do the whole seven because that takes me literally 25 minutes and there's my show. But I'm happy to do it for you in a reading. But Barbara, do you have a question for Megan?
Yes. Okay. Okay. I just recently started a job after having been laid off, and I have a medical issue, and I never should have lost my job. But anyway, I finally got a new job, and I'm nervous about keeping it. Can you tell me anything about what's going to be transpiring in the next
okay.
year, couple of years? I just want to know if my job's secure. If there's issues, maybe you can let me know whether the bombs are going to be beforehand so I can cut them off
okay.
the past, you know.
Right. Certainly. So I'm probably going to be seeing more in the 3 to 6 months range. We might get up to a year on that, but I'm probably not going to be looking at anything longer than that. Okay. So honestly, this job. Okay. It's a good fit for you. You've got 10 of cups. This is like a new family. It's going to be fulfilling on an emotional level for you. I feel like you're going to connect well with others. There is someone who's younger than you that is kind of a little powerhouse, and I don't see them as being a problem, but I feel like this is probably a good relationship for you, but this person has a lot of energy. But I think that's, you're going to find that it's a very much a good fit there. Now, 10 of Wands in reverse, you're not going to be comfortable for a while. And you need to kind of allow yourself that room that this isn't necessarily going to feel like your home until probably more like October. And so because it's going to be learning the ropes and transitioning. And I mean, you know, from the first day where you're learning the garbage cans to still getting your comfort zone kind of settled in there. So part of that climb and that journey is going to really resolve itself around October. And then once you really catch your stride, it's full speed ahead. It might even, you know, there might be something related to travel with this particular job. If it's not right now, it might be coming down the road. So, but I think it's, again, it's going to be good for you. And it's also, things will be happening really quickly. So be excited about this. This is a good fit, definitely.
Woohoo! That's good news.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Hey, Barbara, I just want to add with your name that as likable and as lovable as you are, transitions are always take longer for you because you get comfortable where you are. And then it's never like a smooth transition because it just always will take you a while to get comfortable in a new situation. So if you give yourself that, you know, just like Megan said, I think you're going to fit in just fine. Your name says that everybody always ends up liking you. So I wouldn't worry about it.
That's awesome.
Did you have the whole last name? I don't know if you did.
Yep, I do. That's why I can tell. Oh. Everybody always likes you. And it's just, it's kind of like it takes longer for people to warm up to you, and it takes longer for you to warm up to them, but then it ends up positive. So, you know, okay. So I love the fact that now you've got October to look forward to.
Okay.
Right?
Yep.
Thank you.
Okay. Thanks for calling, Barbara. So my understanding is we have a Shoshi on the line.
This is Shoshi from Florida.
Wow.
Hi, Shoshi.
Where in Florida, Shoshi?
I live in Gainesville, Florida. I got your book, and I've been studying it for a few months, and I absolutely love it. And I changed my name to Shoshi 21 years ago, and I just went and changed it back to Virginia.
All right.
And Shoshi did a lot of service work, and I was just wondering about it a little bit more, if you could insight me into it.
Okay, so I'm going to ask Megan first what she sees for you coming down the road for your future, and then I'll answer the question of the difference of the two names. How's that?
Thanks. That's wonderful.
Okay,
all right.
Megan, it's all yours.
Okay, Shoshi.
This is so much fun.
Love that. Oh, wow. Okay, so you're headed into a really big phase, and I'm sure you're already feeling this transition now, and I think this shift.
Great.
Yeah, part of it's coming with your name change and taking a new ownership of who who you initially were and how right. you transformed away from that. And now you're transforming into a new direction of that. So you've got a lot of I got the Star, Temperance.
Oh, yeah, my favorite.
Awesome. We've got the Star, Temperance, and the Wheel in reverse. So you got all major arcanas, so massive shifting. Lot of really positive transformation that's happening for you. Have you been like exercising or lost some weight recently?
Well, I had horses for 15 years, and I just gave them away because it was too much. I have a little farm, and I had real low sodium. I ended up in the hospital a few months ago, but I'm recovering because I was just working too hard and had too much, and so I cut back with the horses.
Well, I'm sure those horses lost weight a lot, so that you did lose a lot of weight when you lost the horses.
I'm actually about the same weight, but I don't weigh very much.
I feel like there's a lot of strength in your torso right now. Yeah. So, and that's probably the stability from riding, but also maybe not being quite so overworked at the moment. So, that seems significant. Temperance, you're so much more in balance now, and this is going to continue going forward. There might be some kind of situation coming up where somebody's asking you to help with their horses or rescuing an animal or something. I feel like something's coming in and you get this opportunity to decide, do I want to do this or not? It needs to really make sense for you and not throw you out of balance. It needs to be something that you feel like, okay, yeah, that's easy. I can make that happen. Don't compromise yourself with this.
Right.
And then we're shifting into that wheel energy. And I feel like as I look at this, we're probably looking at end of July, beginning of August. And of course, that's the thick of the heat. And that is a time where when you live in a place like Florida where it's really hot, you spend more time inside in air conditioning because it's actually uncomfortable outside. So there's a sense
already.
Of kind of, yeah, well, and it's going to be worse by then.
Yeah, every always
is. So it's almost like a hibernation. I feel like you're going more inward and maybe a little less social. And it does feel like things are, you've got some challenges at that time, but I don't think.
So be careful.
Well, it's not something that you can't manage at all. It's just that energy is kind of flowing through. But I feel like it has a lot to do with the heat and it feels kind of oppressive, you know, like you just, ugh. Plan on actually taking it easy in August. So if you can kind of get your hard work done in the early parts of summer so that if you need some downtime to be off, that's already kind of available to you.
Excellent. Well, thank you for that.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Thank you. That's great.
So the difference between Shoshi and Virginia. Shoshi is one that nurtures everybody and takes care of everybody else around. And in the name Virginia, the biggest change is now you're inclusive with everybody, but everybody gets to be independent. Okay.
Well, that's exactly what I came up with. I wanted to make sure I was reading it right because I gave a lot away in the last 21 years.
Wow. Right. By nurturing and taking care of everybody else. And what's really interesting about Shoshi is in the name, it says you want your freedom and yet you're providing everybody else freedom, but you're not providing yourself. It's like you put yourself in a cage, but you're giving everybody else the freedom that you're actually desiring. And in the name Virginia, it has charisma and flexibility and likability and independence and belonging to a family. So it's kind of like I'm laughing when I'm looking at that because I have said from all the readings I've done this year that this year is all about breakups and breakthroughs. And a lot of people are going to be seeing breakups from long-term relationships that just don't work anymore or aren't right anymore. And then on the other hand, it's a year of breakthroughs. And so for you to go from Shoshi to Virginia, it's like a huge breakthrough where you finally get that piece of freedom that you've been providing for everybody else and not providing for yourself. So that's
so
the cool point.
Thank you so much. This is so much fun, and I'm totally enjoying your show.
Well, thank you. Love having you on. Okay,
thank
we
you so
need
much.
A break. We need a break, everybody. It's a very short break, and then we'll be right back. You can call in and get your questions answered with Megan. It's 323-744-4831, and you know I've always got to put in my 2 cents. So again, the call-in number is 323-744-4831. Stand by. We'll be right back.
How would you like to be able to read other people's minds? Well, the next best thing is here. When you know how to read a person's name, you know how the person thinks, feels, and behaves. Each letter in our name holds a key to unlock our true essence. Our name contains both our gifts and challenges in this lifetime. Nemology science discovers personality secrets hidden in the placement of the letters of our names, including the first and last impression people remember about us. Sharon shows us how to interpret the arrangement of letters as outlined in her book, Know the Name, Know the Person. Sharon Lynn Wyeth created Nemology Science after 18 years of research and testing her theories and has supported thousands of people around the world in understanding themselves and others better. You'll enjoy Sharon's unique teachings as she shares her system to learn the gifts behind your given birth name. Even if you don't like your birth name, there are jewels in this book. If you're thinking of changing your name, ready to name your child, or wanting to get along better with others, this is the book for you. If you'd like to improve your relationships and change your life for the better, get the book today, Know the Name, Know the Person, or visit www.knowthename.com. That's www.knowthename.com.
Welcome back to Know the Name, Know the Answers, where you can call in and get your questions answered. Again, the call-in number is 323-744-4831 or 888-627-6008. Now, our guest tonight is Megan Benatti. She's a psychic and a medium, and she reads those tarot cards. So right before we take the next one that's in here, on Megan, I want to know something about this blue lotus heart qigong energy.
Oh, excellent. Okay. So that is a practice that I've been doing for probably 10 years plus now. And it's pretty juicy. So I work in the body's energy field. And if you don't know what that is, it's like, you know, when you're standing at the kitchen sink and someone walks up behind you, you can feel their energy. You feel them walk into your physical space. And so that's the energy that I'm actually working with. And I go in and I open up the chakras and I create release points so that the energy can flow out first. And then I recharge that energy. I put in new energy from what your body needs and from divine spirit as far as what it tells me. I don't necessarily translate what that is. I just know that I'm doing it. And then I go through a series of geometric patterns that can combine with like sacred geometry to realign the body and to show the body the different directions it can go. So there's physical benefits that work with that. And then the final step with it, I do a call and response series. And then it's kind of like I've peeled all the layers away and I can go really deep at that point. And it is interesting because I do, you know, if I do multiple sessions with a person, I get deeper each time. And but a lot of stuff comes up. It can be old trauma. If someone's been smoking, there might be something. I mean, I've taken something black off of someone's lungs one time that was sort of like a precancerous type of energy. And she never smoked again after that. So there's been some real win-win benefits with it, both physical, emotional, and spiritual. And I'll see people make big shifts, you know, within a week or two of having a session done. So I absolutely love the work. It's, you know, similar to Reiki. That's such a more common term for a lot of people to be comfortable with. But so anyway, it's a lot of fun to do. It's very restful for the client. They usually go into kind of a deep sleep with theta brain waves and they really check out. And then they go home a little bit loopy and their life transitions.
So, Megan, where are you located so that people around you will know that they can have that done?
I'm in Dallas, Texas, and the work can be done remotely. I generally don't, right now I'm not doing long sessions with that, but it is something I'll be looking into in the next couple of months. So if you're not in the Dallas area, if you're passing through, please book. If you're not in the Dallas area, that would probably be up and available on my website in the next couple of months. So,
okay. So we've got our callers stacking up. And in the meantime, just tell us how we can get a hold of you. How do you want people to be able to reach you?
So my website is tarotdallas.com, and that's T-A-R-O-T Dallas, D-A-L-L-A-S.com. And I have all of my information on there. I have my booking is available on there. I do phone readings. I've even done group session phone readings. So if the girls want to hang out together and have a bottle of wine and all get their readings done via phone, we can do that too. So it's a lot of fun.
So that is Tarot Dallas, TarotDallas.com. And we'll repeat that again at the end of our segment. Kathleen, we've got you on the phone. It is your turn. Welcome, Kathleen, to Know the Name, Know the Answers. Is Kathleen there?
Yes.
Okay,
yes,
good.
I am.
Okay, good, Kathleen. So you're quite intuitive yourself, Miss Kathleen, by your name. So what questions do you have for Megan?
Okay, the question that I have for Megan is, here in Puerto Penasco, my home is the address. I wanted to get her thoughts on the address of my home. And I also wanted to ask if she saw something in the future for me with someone special.
Okay.
Let's see. Okay, the address here in Rocky Point is it's Section 9B, Lot 2, the name of the street is Venita del Mar,
Window of the Sea.
Yeah.
Okay.
Del Mar. And the city is Puerto Penasco. And the subdivision is Los Conches.
Okay. So I can do an intuitive reading on that. I don't do... I don't do numerology. I don't know about astrology as far as location base. But I can certainly do an intuitive aspect on it. So let's see what we've got about your location. It seems to be a very active location. Is this a place that you want to stay in long term, or are you wanting to move out of there?
The man who is here building and helping me do repair work, because I was going to put it up for sale. Mm-hmm. He said, Kathy, you might want to wait a year, but I don't know if I want to.
I'll help you with timing afterwards.
Yeah, I really want some peace of mind, and I want to be able to move forward and find someone special. What do you see in the address, or is there anything you can make of the address? I don't know.
Yes, no, actually, so, and it's more to do with you. You're ready to go. I mean, you've got two cards that are representing a lot of energy. It's time to move forward. You're ready for change and to be adaptable to that. I feel like your location is pretty hot. It feels like it'll sell well. It actually feels like it's going to sell above value. So I would price it maybe a little on the higher side, because I think it's going to go really quick. But there's good success for you moving forward. I don't think you need to stay there anymore. And I know he might say wait on it, but it just feels like it's your time. And that's not necessarily the housing market time, but I don't think that it's going to sit on the market by any means.
What about her love life?
Well, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So love life. I feel like you're beginning to let go of your last relationship. Was this like a traumatic loss?
Yes, it was.
Okay, because I feel like you're just now moving away from that. And so,
yeah.
You know, that process has been kind of long and enduring. And so it's preparing you for something more long term. But I feel like there's a little bit of holding on to that and feeling uncertain about yourself in a relationship. There's also, you're going to have to get out of your comfort zone as far as meeting people. And, so, and it's going to be tough, but I feel like you kind of need to break out of your shell and, you're going to have to sort of actually seek dating someone out. I'm not feeling like it's necessarily an online thing. Although it could be, but I feel like this is about you meeting people. And so it might be trying some different things that maybe it's a hobby thing. Maybe it's Toastmasters, like, okay, I'll practice go public speaking. You know, look into different things that are going to push you out of your comfort level. Cause I feel like that is going to give you a better opportunity to meet people.
Because it's breaking up really bad. I can't hear anything.
Guess what? You're going to be able to listen to the recording afterwards and get the information. And
I'm sorry.
I want to it's okay. We'll make sure that if Don, our wonderful producer, can get your phone number, that we'll call you afterwards and or get you the email so we can email you the link so that you can definitely make sure that you hear it. But I just wanted to add that your day to put your land or this lot or section 9 lot 2, whatever, on the market is May 11th when you get the most money, and it will go very quickly. So that's just around the corner. So I'd make sure that you do that. And I want to thank you, Kathleen, for calling in. And like we said, we'll make sure you get the link. Carolyn, you're on the line. How can we help you? What would you like to ask Megan?
Okay. I had rotator cuff surgery October 30th. Now, I'm supposed to go back to work May 20. Do you think I'll be able to go back? And is my shoulder okay? Will I be able to do the work when I do go back, if I do go back?
Okay. Good question. Very clear. Thank you. Let's see what we've got for you.
While you're mixing your cards, thank you, Carolyn, for calling in. I know you love calling into the show, and we love hearing from you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, okay. You have a very distinguished voice. Okay, Megan, we're ready for you.
Okay, so with that shoulder, I feel like you're still having some pain right now. And
yes, I am.
Yes, and it's not...
You know, I went to this chart. I think she messed it up because since I went to that particular therapist, the pain has been worse. I changed to another therapist. Do you think she messed up my shoulder?
There is either there's something in there, and it can just be scar tissue, but I feel like it could be an infection. But I do feel like there's something that's it's either like an infection that the antibiotics didn't kick out or some scar tissue that's built up. And it could be that it can be broken down with massage, but I would definitely, I feel like you need to have that looked at. Your long-term outcome of that, though, is going to be good. I feel like you do get full mobility, but I would definitely have it looked at.
What do you mean? You mean what do you mean looked at? An X-ray or something?
Yeah, have them do an.
He told me the last time I was with the doctor, he told me I had frozen shoulder because I have the right carotid blockage, and I think the lady was scared because the shoulder's the right shoulder, and I was having therapy twice a week, and I end up with a frozen shoulder.
Okay. I just think, you know, look at an X-ray or maybe another round of antibiotics. I do feel like there's something going on in there that isn't normal.
Do you think I'll be able to go back by May 20th? Otherwise, I lose my medical coverage.
Well, you're going to want to go back before that. You have a really good May for them to find the problem. Okay, so make an appointment. I said, Carolyn, you've got a really good May, you know, the month of May. And
yeah.
And so make an appointment for that first week in May, any day but the Monday of that first week, and see what they can find, because you have a really good May, and that way they can take care of it before the 20th.
Mm-hmm. And I feel by like July, you're going to be in great shape.
Oh, but I'll lose my medical stuff by June.
Yeah, so at the beginning of May, make your appointment so that it can all be taken care of during May, because you've got a really good month of May, which means they'll find it and they'll be able to fix it.
Do you think he needs to do an X-ray or an MRI or something to figure out what's going on?
I think inevitably they're going to need to go back in there. It feels like a little bit of surgery to me, not to the same level, but I think something either has to be removed or physical. There's some physical action that needs to be taken. So either it's a removal or breaking it down through hand manipulation.
Carolyn, your next action is
right away and get an appointment and get it for that first week in May, any day but Monday. Okay? Let me know how you do, and thank you for calling in. Okay. We want to know one more time, Megan, how do we get a hold of you? Give us the website again, you know, so that we know how to get a hold of you.
All right. Thank you, Sharon. It's, my website's tarotdallas.com, T-A-R-O-T, Dallas, D-A-L-L-A-S.com. I'm located in Dallas, Texas. And you can book directly online. Come see me. I also do phone readings, and I'm always happy to work with you. I work pretty much every day of the week except Thursday. So those are usually my day off. So.
Okay, so if you were going to pull one card for us and just say that card, our intent is, what could be the best message we could give everyone who's listening on that particular card? What was it going to be?
Oh, I love that. Okay, Ten of Swords, it is time to let go. So those of you that have been feeling a little stuck in the energy, just and specifically today, don't try to control this. This is really a process of kind of working through. And if you're also looking at some of those relationships that aren't serving you, and it doesn't necessarily need to be, a romantic relationship. It could be a partnership. It could be your mailman, whatever. It's okay to let go and not feel like you have to be right about the situation. This is a good transformation period, and I would focus more on really getting some good quality sleep tonight.
I love it. Thank you so much, Megan, for staying with us. Again, everybody, if you want to get in contact with Megan and have those readings, and did you notice tonight that how often she asked a question and the person was saying, oh man, yes, I'm still in pain, or I'm still this, or I'm still that. You know, she was right on with what she was picking up. Her website is Tarot Dallas. So it's Tarot like the Tarot card readers, T-A-R-O-T, and Dallas like the city in Texas, D-A-L-L-A-S.com. Megan, it was just a pleasure having you on the show with us. Okay, everybody, know the name, know the answers. Each week, you can call in and get answers for your questions. The first Thursday of every month, guys, it's me. You're stuck with me the whole time. You get to call in and get those names read and find out your information that way. And I shouldn't say stuck with me, because you get me the first Thursday of every month. And then the rest of the month, I have different plans for each month. I'm giving you a smattering in both April and in May of different kinds of people that are coming on that will be giving answers. And then I'm going to have a theme for every month. Like the month of August is just going to be lawyers, and they're different kinds of lawyers. And instead of paying them $450 an hour, you can call in and get that question answered. And then I have business experts, a negotiator, a real estate person, you know, all scheduled to call in. So get ready to set your dial on your calendar all the time for Thursday at 4 p.m. on California time, 7 p.m. on Eastern time, to be able to call in and get your answers. And of course, you can always go to the website, knowthename.com, to get a hold of me at any time. So, Megan, I have one last quickie question for you from a write-in. And her name is Susan, and her son, James, has been away from home now for 2 months, and she found out that the friend he was supposed to be staying with, instead of staying with them, they've been living on their own as homeless. And so what do you see next for her son, James, and whether he's coming home or staying homeless or staying where he's at? You know, he's two states or three states or more away from her right now. And, you know, just like every mom, she's concerned.
Yeah. Oh, I've got the chills on that one. Okay. Is he, well, I feel like he's in a warm place. He's not cold. And God, he's making interesting choices right now. So, I'm not sure if he's actually working or not. I feel like there's some energy in that direction, although I don't know why he would be homeless if he's actually working. And I'm a little afraid that there might be some kind of drug use in there and that the money would be going to that.
He's on a medical subscription, so you're absolutely right. And that could read as a drug, even though it's a prescription.
Right. Okay. He's fiercely independent, and I don't think that he is. He's not feeling like he feels very alone to me. Now he's content with this independence right now. He doesn't feel like he's in a bad place, but to the rest of us looking on, it's like, oh no, this isn't what we want for you. And yet I feel like he's like, no, this is exactly what I want. It's okay now. It is going to get harder for him. And, I'm going to be progressively a little more concerned about, his well-being, like just not really taking very good care of himself. And so, you know, hygiene being an issue, and, but also there's a resistance to coming home and maybe not wanting to talk about it. And, this might be a point, it's not now, but in a couple months, she might want to go out there and see him. Because I do feel like that might, and if it's not her, it's someone else. I feel like that's a point at which there could be a trip and kind of an intervention coming in to help out. She needs to not be startled. He's kind of changed a lot, and he's in this process of changing and kind of redefining himself. And I feel like that might be a little hard to see. It's not bad now, but I just think he's not going to be in a great place. So
do you think any of her friends that do not live in the same state as her, would he be willing to go live with them?
No, not right now, but he needs to know he's loved. And I think that's the significance, is having people kind of connect with him. And he needs to have his independence. He does not want to be controlled or feel like he's being controlled in any way. And for some reason, that's like, seems deeply embedded in him to be really independent. And I think he was probably that way in the womb, like came out going, I don't need this. You know, maybe a little less snuggly and that kind of thing as a baby. But the longer he's out on his own, the more he's going to grow that way. Because like right now, I feel he's okay, but I'm a little concerned about where he's headed.
Okay. Thank you, Megan. Again, everyone, this is Sharon Lynn Wyatt, host of Know the Name, Know the Answers. I can be reached the easiest way on info@knowthename.com. And Megan can be reached at tarotdallas.com. Thank you so much for joining us. And next week on that Thursday, we have Audrey Arby going to be our guest. And she is one quick, thorough psychic with just zingers of answers that will just cut to the truth as fast as you can think of them. So join us again next Thursday and have a wonderful week. Thank you. This is Sharon signing off.